Friend of Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. How you doing today, my friend? If this is your first time listening to the podcast, you're in luck. You're going to get what you need to get to where you got to go, and that's my promise to you. Yo! And I read quotes from famous people with the hope that you may get a golden nugget, a little gem to go out and join the gym. Maybe you don't need to join the gym, but maybe you need to go out and you have something that you've been putting off, right? We're going into the new year. It's time to set the goals. It's time to raise the bar. It's time to set the deadline for you to get your dreams in motion, baby. And today's quote comes from the OG, got yourself a gun, Mr. Nas, a.k.a. Nasir Jones, a.k.a. Nostradamus, a.k.a. The man behind the greatest hip-hop movement in the world, a.k.a. Queensbridge. I don't know what else you call him, but love this quote from Nas. I saw this, and you may agree. Have you ever thought in your mind that, you know what? Every idea has already been created. There's nothing new that needs to be created, right? Or have you been more along the lines of like, yo, I got this bright idea. I'm going to be the first one who puts it out there. Like, no one has ever thought of this, and it's all mine. I'm going to patent it right now, right? I'm about to do it. I'm not going to tell anybody because I got to patent it before I tell anybody because I don't want nobody to take my idea. So you probably fall in one of those two camps, right? You either believe that everything's already out there and there's nothing else that new that needs to be created, and everything is kind of like a remix, or you fall into the other camp and you're like, this is my idea and that's it, right? I own the idea. No one's ever thought of it. So I'm going to challenge one of those belief systems today. And I love challenging belief systems. You know why? Because when you challenge somebody's beliefs, it gets them to think. It's one of the things that I think we lack in today's age is that we don't think. We don't stop and think more. We're more based. We're making decisions based out of emotion. We're not making decisions based out of logic and long-term thinking. So here is the quote from Nas. If I ruled the world. This is what Nas says. He says, no idea is original. There's nothing new under the sun. It's never what you do, but how it's done. Thank you, Nas. So this podcast, let's use this podcast as an example, right? How many podcasts do you think are out there that have quotes that are based around quotes? I'll give you 2 minutes, 30 seconds maybe. Bam. So if you guess like 10, 20, you're probably in the ballpark. I don't know. But listen, this isn't the only quotes podcast. I probably wasn't the only person to think of a podcast about quotes. You know what is different about this show? It's me, baby. It's Vernon Maxwell. And I guarantee you that this is the best mother quotes podcast on the planet. You know why? Because I'm doing it how I do it. No one else is going to do it like me. So what does that mean? Now, I'm not sitting here trying to brag. I'm just trying to show you something here. I'm trying to demonstrate that you too can do whatever somebody else is doing. It doesn't mean that you're stealing their idea, right? It doesn't mean that you're the first one to come up with the idea. Chances are, if you've thought of something, it's already been thought of. And if it hasn't been put into execution, either it's just kind of, you know, marinating, or maybe it's just too hard to do. Maybe no one cares. Maybe no one gives a damn, right? You're spending all this energy and all this time thinking that you got the greatest idea on the planet, and no one don't even care. Nobody ain't even going to buy it. No one's even going to buy in. It doesn't even solve a problem. So with all that said, why are you waiting, right? If you're making an excuse that somebody else is doing it, that is no longer an excuse. If you're making the excuse that it's your idea and nobody else is going to think of it, you may be surprised that next week when somebody comes up with your idea and it's the new app or it's the new tool or it's the new thing that people are talking about and they're venture-backed, and guess what? It's still an idea in your head. Who's going to win? The people who take action, ladies and gentlemen. The people that go out and do it. The people that stop making excuses and says, you know what? It's my turn. I'm going to get my shine on. I'm going to get my grind on. I'm going to launch my podcast. I'm going to drop my product. I'm going to drop my tea. I'm going to start my record label. I'm going to start my agency. Look, if there's one thing that I learned, is this. Action is the only thing that separates the haves from the have-nots. If you want to get your quote on a podcast, holler at me, 833-LAX-FAMOUS. That's 833-LAX-FAMOUS. Shouts out to Tony. Shouts out to Scott. Wisenin. Shouts out to Jay Gibb. They all have submitted quotes for the podcast over the last couple days. I appreciate that. We got some more coming in. So if you want to be in the Podcast Hall of Fame, the Listener Hall of Fame, you should submit your quote. Again, that's 833-LAX-FAMOUS. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you add us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on all of the apps cool kids are listening to. Just type in famous quotes from famous people, and that's where you will find me. And I'll see y'all mañana.